I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, yeah, those trout love those Campos Marina fresh shrimp. Let's talk to Robbie Campo. He is the guardian of the shrimp down there. Good morning, Robbie. I'm hearing from the Butch tender, our friend Butch, up at the Wycloski Bridge, and he says there's a good bit of fog down there. How's it looking out on the waters?
Well, Don, you have about, I would say, between an eighth and a quarter mile visibility this morning. I mean, I could see across the ship channel this morning from, you know, standing right here on the highway, I could see across, but it's and I could see the beacon out at the lake. So I guess you got, you know, maybe, I don't know, man, it might be more than half a mile visibility. But look, all that could change in just a matter of minutes. You know, if you get some roll in, you know, driving in this morning from, you know, I live in Miro, and St. Bernard Parish runs right alongside of the river, so. More than likely, you know, most of the times you get, if you're in that area there, you're going to see it real, real thick because of the river. So it was kind of thick coming in this morning, but as we got down here, it you know, it was less and less and less. But nevertheless, there is still some fog. And we yesterday, no fog, but we did have a little bit of rain. I tell you, Don, they've been catching a lot of fish this past week. I've seen a lot of fish at the table, but I've also been hearing about the 12.5-inch, the 12.75-inch throwbacks, and they just tons of them. And you know, I'm a little bit disappointed in the fall season so far, because I thought we were going to have not that the weather hasn't been good, because the weather has been good, but I thought we were going to have, you know, more keeper fish than we're seeing, and it's. It's just a lot of throwbacks, man. So you got to weed through a whole bunch of them. And even my guys who fish plastics, you know, plastics tend to catch a little bit better fish sometimes than, you know, when you're on a feeding frenzy with live bait. And they've been catching the same thing. You know, it's 10 to 1, 14, 15 to 1, you know. So you're gonna be going through a lot of fish, guys. It's gonna be nonstop action, but you're just gonna be going through a lot of fish. It's, you know, we don't make the laws, Don. We just gotta abide by them, you know. So that's what's happening down here. As far as duck hunters go, I cannot believe the amount of ducks that have been killed in 70 and 75 degree weather. This is. A lot of it is teal. It's almost like teal season just reopened.
Yeah,
but that model ducks, a couple of big ducks are killed, like some grays, but not many of them. It's been mostly teal ducks, and it's been mostly, you know, some model ducks that's been taken. But, look, nevertheless, I mean, you know, look, hey, it's open, and, you know, If you're a duck hunter, and I guess the teal flies in, teal's just as good to shoot as anything else.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, in my book, teal's one of the best ones as far as what you got to take home to eat. They're not as big. They're a little smaller, but, you know, you still get a good shot at them. Anyway, that's good news. People got to be careful for that fog. And, you know, it's disappointing about all those small trout, but we need to remind people, you know, take care of those fish. Try to do everything you can to release them so they'll keep swimming in the water and get to grow. You know, don't feed them to the pelicans or the dolphins when they come around. And make sure you remove the hooks carefully. Don't take, the mucus off the fish. If you wet your hands first before you handle them, or wear some gloves, and that way they can swim to fight another day and be a legal keeper. Got to take care of those fish.
Yeah, you're right. Try to take care of them as best you can, and, you know, Don, we talk about the mortality rate of these things, and, you know, if they mishandled, they will die. But I'll tell you, if we were losing that many, I question this sometimes, and I'm kind of on the fence about it, because I'm like, all right, what are we doing to the resources? Are we damaging the resources more than we, you know, more harm than good? I don't know. But I think with all the amount of undersized trout that are being caught right now, you would see dead fish floating, you know, 3 or 4 days later, and we're just not seeing that. So maybe people are doing what they're supposed to do and handling them right and getting rid of them, you know, throwing them back over. But I tell you, Don, over by the dam is some of the biggest white trout that I've seen in many, many years. I'm talking like some white trout that was 18, 20 inches long that was pulled out over by the Hopedale Dam. On this side of it this past week, I got a crew that comes in from Kentucky, and that's what they target, man. They go hit white trout, and I tell you, I saw some white trout hit the table this week that was very impressive. And I'm thinking, you know, if I had to go fishing speckled trout or white trout, I might be just going to fish white trout. There was some pretty, pretty fish that came in this past week that these guys caught. And, you know, they drive 10 hours to get down here to kind of right in that same area where I deer hunt up there. So they're not far. Mm-hmm. Maybe about 35, 40 minutes from where I deer hunt. But those guys come down here and they go target white trout, and they just put it on them, man. They did a bang up job, and they keep all the good ones. You know, I mean, they kept up. That was some pretty, pretty, pretty fish right there by that Hopedale Dam. So there's that. And there's plenty of sheephead on the Long Rock. So if you want to go target sheephead, you got that to do. So you got options, people. If you got a fall fishing spot you like to go to, now is the time to go there. So you will catch fish. They might not all be keepers, but you will catch good. You will catch fish, and you will put something in the box to take home.
Yeah, it's nice stuff. Nothing wrong with those white trout. Robbie, before you go, one more thing. I want you to remind your duck hunters about those mottled ducks. And I'm sure people that took them are unaware, because this is a new regulation, first time. But the bag limit was zero for the first 15 days of the season, and then it's one per day for the remaining 45. So duck, until we get 15 days into the season, you got to leave the mottled ducks alone.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I know people try, and it's not intentional, but that is the regulation. So we want to make as many people aware of it as we can. So spread the word if
you
don't
mind. Well, you know what, Don? I didn't know that, and I saw some come in, but I'm not going to rat nobody out by saying.
Well, it's an innocent mistake.
Maybe you should know. I guess you should know.
And I'm sure the agents in a lot of cases would write warning citations for it, you know, because it is a new regulation. And, you know, you almost have to have an attorney in the blind with you these days. There's so many regulations, you know. It's almost like when the wind changes, you got different regulations. But anyway,
exactly.
Robbie, y'all have a happy Thanksgiving down there.
Yep.
You know, when Thanksgiving comes around,
listen,
I often think.
We're all going to be closed Thanksgiving Day. The ramps will be open, but we're all going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day. So if you want to come fishing, ramps are open. Have at it.
All right. You know, when Thanksgiving comes around, Robbie, I always think about your grandpa. He loved to cook a couple of those gray ducks on Thanksgiving, man. That was one of his Thanksgiving menu items.
Yeah, you better believe it. You better believe it. So, all right, Don. Well, let me get back out there. They look like they're piling up already on me. So,
oh, yeah.
Get back
next weekend's
going to
be even busier.
We'll talk to you
after the holiday. Okay, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
See you then. Robbie Campo. Shell Beach, Campos Marine. All right, coming back after this, going to get to some of your text messages at 504-260-1870. And got a real nice freshwater report from Blaine Salter to pass along to you. That and a whole lot more of the stuff you and I love to talk about every Saturday morning on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.